Paulette, PAULETTE, Montgomery, MONTGOMERY, 10:30:54. Patient was seen in 5:31. Face-to-face evaluation took place at 5:38 p.m. This is a 69-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, kidney failure, stage 3B, volume overload, anemia, and chronic renal disease, period. Patient also suffers from weakness. She is homebound. She is not able to drive. She has a son that does her, takes care of her and sees about her everyday needs, period. New paragraph. On examination, patient appears short of breath, weak. Patient has lost weight. She used to weigh 120 pounds. She's now 107, which is 2 pounds less than previous evaluation, period. New paragraph. Patient's O2 sat is 88% with activity. Patient has oxygen in place, but I try not to use it because it makes me feel old, in quotation, period. Patient has issues with confusion related to hypoperfusion as because of her congestive heart failure as well as atrial fibrillation, which robs her cardiac output of 5 to 10% of her total output, period. Her congestive heart failure causes her to be short of breath. She is in a New York class of 4 regarding her heart failure. She belongs to New York class of 4 regarding her heart failure. I explained to her that the weight loss is unavoidable. This is called cardiac cachexia. She has been able to reduce her prednisone to 5 milligram. Since last visit. She also suffers from orthopnea, PND, and has bouts of chest pain, which will require nitroglycerin, which we'll have nurse to provide through the medical director and have available by bedside. Continues to have decreased website, decreased appetite, bowel and bladder incontinence, and has a caretaker as well as her son, which helps her with her ADL since becoming more and more dependent on her ADL. Period. Continues with a KPS score of 30%. FAST score of 7C. Her MAC is at 27.8. Thank you.